Good evening, everybody. Have a good experience just now? Or you feel impatient? Impatient to concentrate on this subtle breath. Okay, so in order to let you have the whole picture of this practice, I would like to explain a little bit deeper. As your mind keep on concentrating on the breath without thinking, you suppress, because I have no time to go through suppressing the five hindrances. Suppose now you have already suppressed all the five hindrances and your mind is well fixed on the breath continuously for half an hour or 1 hour. Then for most of the meditators, the nimitta, have you heard about nimitta before? No. The sign of concentration will appear under the nostril. In the beginning, you will see the gray color appear under the nostril. In the beginning, when the gray color appears, you should not shift your attention to this gray color. Instead, you just ignore it for a moment. Continue concentrate on your breath. When the concentration becomes deeper, this gray color will change to white color, like a cotton wool. This is learning sign. In Pali, we call Uggaha Nimitta. But for some meditators, the light will appear here, here, behind, or center here. If the light appears from here, or there, or here, this is not Nimitta. This is not Anapana Nimitta yet. The Nimitta must come under the nostril, must come from the breath. So if the light appear here, appear there, you should not pay attention to it. Only the light appear under the nostril, then you know it's Nimitta. But in the beginning, you should not pay attention to Nimitta because your concentration is not well established yet. If you pay attention to this gray color, very soon this gray color will say goodbye to you. So you lost the chance. So bear in mind, forget about it temporarily. So when the concentration becomes deeper, it will change to white like cotton wool under the nostril. And when this white color unify with your breath. Unify means two become one. White color become breath. Breath become white color. At this stage, you can concentrate on this nimitta and forget about the breath. As you keep on concentrating on this nimitta, we call sign of concentration, then it change again. It become radiant, bright, shining, like crystal, like morning star. Some people, for some meditator, like sun cover the whole face. It's very, very bright. This is called Patibhaga Nimitta, counterpart sign. This Patibhaga Nimitta or counterpart sign is the object of jhana, consciousness. Breath, for the beginning, breath is the object. But when you reach jhana, this Patibhaga Nimitta is the object of jhana, consciousness. At this stage, it's important not to play with this nimitta. Due to the power of concentration, if you play with the nimitta, for example, I want this nimitta to become round, it will become round. I want this nimitta to go far away from me, it will go. Go to 1 mile, 2 miles, 10 miles, because of the power of concentration. But if you play like that, very soon your concentration will decrease. Then this nimitta will disappear. Then you will cry for your naughtiness. Start all over again. So be careful, you know. Because for some meditators, they have very good parami. They have very good perfection in the past. So maybe within 2 days, the nimitta will appear. So when the Patibhaga nimitta appear under the nostril, shining, radiant, bright, like crystal, like morning star. But for some people, it may appear differently. Some people may appear like lotus flower, like a wheel, like a thread, like a chariot. So different people, the nimitta appear differently. But it must be bright and shining. So, at that moment, you should sink your mind into this nimitta. Sink your mind into this nimitta. If you can sink your mind into this nimitta, then you are approaching either excess concentration or jhana concentration. We call upacara samadhi or apana samadhi. In the excess concentration, 5 jhana factors are not yet developed to full strength yet. So the mind will fall into bhavanga state. What is bhavanga state? Have you heard about bhavanga state? No? Life continuum. Translate into English, they say life continuum. The mind fall into bhavanga state. When a person fall into bhavanga state, he sees nothing. He cannot see anything, but it's very peaceful. So during excess concentration, a meditator may fall into bhavanga state. He lost his nimitta. He is not aware of his nimitta. But he experienced very peaceful state of mind. But in the jhana concentration, the mind will not fall into bhavanga state. The mind continuously sink into this nimitta for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. At that moment, he cannot hear any sound. He cannot feel any pain in the body. Only the mind and the nimitta. Only these two. From that, he achieved absorption. We call jhana. And after emerge from the jhana, how can he know he is in the jhana? How can he know? So in order to know whether he's in the first jhana or not, after emerge from the jhana, he pay attention on the heart base here. Heart base or bhavanga here. The bhavanga here is clear like mirror. So after emerge from the jhana, he pay attention here. He can see something clear like mirror. So if he can find something clear like mirror here, this is called bhavanga mind. Then at this place, reflect the nimitta here. Suppose the nimitta here is triangle. So this triangle will reflect in the Bhavanga mind. So if you can find the triangle reflect in the Bhavanga mind, at the same place, he can look for 5 jhana factors. What are the 5? First is vitakka, applied thought. Second, vichara, sustained thought. Third, piti, rapture. Fourth, happiness, sukha. And the 5th, one-pointedness, ekagata. These 5 jhana factors will arise here. So he have to check one by one in order to make sure he's in the first jhana just now. This is how they check the jhana factors. So up to this stage, any question you want to ask? Yes?
Can you explain the word jhana?
J-H-A-N-A.
No, it's a spell. Explain it.
Explain.
What does
jhana mean? Jhana means absorption. The mind continuously sinking into that nimitta. Without hearing any sound, without feeling any sensation in the body. The mind just sink into one single object. This is called absorption. Continuously, without any break in between. Without any thinking in between. This is called absorption. Any other question?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes, yes.
How does one keep the mind from trying to reach out and make the nimitta appear? When after hearing the instructions, sometimes one tries to kind of force the experience? Or?
No, this expectation, you know. Nimitta will not appear through expectation. So you just, your duty is just fix your mind under the nostril where the breath touches. Just fix there. When your mind can fix here continuously, then if the concentration is deep enough, the nimitta will appear automatically. If the nimitta does not appear, it means that your concentration is not deep enough. So you have to practice continuously. Expectation itself make your mind restless, make your mind agitated. Then your observing mind become not pure. Because your observing mind is tainted with subtle desire for the nimitta to appear. So you should let go of all expectations. Yes?
Do all of this with your eyes closed?
Of course.
Closed?
Closed. Close.
So when you see the nimitta, it's mental, visual.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Inner eye. Inner eye.
In your eye?
Inner.
When your eyes are closed?
Yes, with the eye.
Okay.
With the mind. With the mind. Okay. So, and one point I should remind you, when you observe the breath, you should not use eye. Many people use eye. They, you know, use eye. No. At that time, your eye is closed. Use the mind. If you use the eye, you will get tension around here. Any other question? Wow. Everybody understand very well. So no question to ask.
I have a question. You said not to pay attention to the heat or cold.
Yes, yes.
I find that that's one of the ways that I can feel the breath. Mm. My nose. I'm not sure what you mean by... How do you perceive the breath without sensing
a
fire element like that?
Maybe it just know, something is moving here.
You feel movement, is that what you're saying?
I don't want to say directly movement, because movement is also wind element.
Yes.
You know, if you pay attention on movement only, it's also element. It's just, breath is concept. Breath is concept. Movement is ultimate realities. So mindfulness of breathing is only concept. So you must aware of just breath. Very difficult to tell you how to. But for the beginning, if you cannot feel the breath, I mean temporarily, you can feel it through something move in and out. Something move in and out here. Yes. Yes.
The same day, were you saying to feel it only at kind of one nostril?
If both nostrils become clear, you can fix on both. If one side become clear, you fix on one side only. Okay. Any other questions?
My understanding is that for most of us, our minds are too agitated from our interaction with the world, or monks and nuns, as yourself, after you leave the monastery, are you able to gain excess concentration after all that, because you're kind of pulled into the more worldly activities?
You mean for lay people?
No, for monks and nuns, or for lay people too. Is it possible to gain this level, this depth of excess concentration?
Of course, you can go beyond excess concentration up to jhana concentration. For some people, are very easy. Maybe within 1 week, they can reach excess concentration, but they must go for intensive retreat, not only one sitting in a day, then I don't think they can achieve excess concentration. And they must learn under the skillful teacher. If they just sit without guidance of teacher, it's a bit difficult. They may not know how to handle when nimitta appear. They don't know how to absorb into nimitta. No question?
Can you just go over the different stages? First, it's gray, then it's like cotton wool, then it becomes bright.
Yes.
And it becomes bright, then you can let your consciousness go into it.
Okay. In the beginning, we concentrate on the breath. When the nimitta, I repeat again because it's important. When the mind well concentrated on the breath, there are two conditions. One, the light will appear. The light may come from here and there or behind. This is not nimitta. Another condition, the light will appear under nostril, or the light will appear very near here. For the very moment this light appear, you should not pay attention to it because it won't last. Because the concentration is not deep yet. So when the light first appears, it shakes. It's not stable, it shakes. It shows that the concentration is not deep yet. So you should not pay attention to it. And you keep on concentrating on the breath. When the concentration becomes deeper, sometimes this light will come nearer. Will come nearer. Nearer here. Then, okay, this nimitta. This one experience. For some meditator, the light, the nimitta, appear straight away from the nostril. When he breathing in, the light follow the breath. Out, follow the breath. In, follow the breath. And this is the best nimitta. 100% is sure it's nimitta. So at that moment, you can pay attention on the nimitta. When you pay attention on the nimitta, when the concentration deep, it will become white color, like cotton wool. Then you keep on concentrating on it. It change, become red, bright, radiant, shining. like crystal. And this is called Patibhaga Nimitta. This is the last stage of Nimitta. And the Nimitta, when the Nimitta appear, sometimes this Nimitta is so powerful, it's so strong. It has, sometimes it's like the magnetic force, no? Pull your mind, pull your observing mind inside. That's very good, no? So like magnet, pull your observing mind inside. Some people get frightened. One of my students get frightened. He want to get out from this nimitta, you know, because he has no teacher. When this nimitta pull your mind inside, it's very good. You should just sink your mind into it. Then your mind will continuously absorb in this nimitta for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Then you are approaching jhana, concentration. Is it clear? Okay. Yes?
When I'm breathing, I have it, feel the breath more in the chest. Then I hardly feel anything in the nostrils. How do I shift that?
You should not, although you feel the breath in the chest, but you should not pay attention to this part. You still fix your attention here. Either you can feel the breath or not. You have to fix your attention here. Then you use counting method. Breathing in, breathing out, one. Breathing in, breathing out, one. Or two. Count slowly. When you count about half an hour or 45 minutes, gradually you will feel the breath. The breath will become more evident here. So using counting method to help you. Okay. Any other question? Yes?
How much of meditating are you going to experience the limit?
How long?
How long a day? I mean, in a day, can you achieve in 1 day, like 8 hours or continuous?
Yes, 1 day if you can sit continuously. Of course, maybe you can do 1 hour sitting, 1.5 hours sitting, then walking. During walking, also you concentrate on the breath, not the movement of the leg. Then sit again, walk again, sit again, walk again. Within 1 day, if you have enough parami, you know parami? No. If you have practiced this method in your past life, maybe you can get this nimitta very quick.
If you have practiced.
In the past life, in your past life.
The meditation is same thing?
Yes. According to my teacher's interview experience, most of the meditators have meditated this Anapanasati in their past life. That's why he emphasized on this Anapanasati. So if you have meditated in your past life, this life, you make very quick progress. But you have to try, okay?
How do you know you have done that in the past?
Okay. Very good question. If you give yourself 2 weeks to 1 month intensive retreat, you will know whether you have meditated in the past life or not. So it's worth trying, huh? Worth trying to know whether you have meditated in the past life. If you have meditated in your past life, and yet you never give yourself a chance, then your parami, your good seed, your seed, become buried under the ground. Do you understand? It means that, for example, you have meditated in your past life, but this life, you have no chance, or you do not give yourself an opportunity to try. So, what you have meditated in the past life will remain buried under the ground. It will not blossom. Yes?
Is it possible for some people, even if they achieve very, very deep concentration, not to see the white light?
Depend on what method he use. If he use anapana, sure he was. These three stages will come. If he practice mindfulness of breathing. But if he practice other meditation, then different, he see differently. For example, if he practice four element meditation, you know, see the four element, earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element in the body, from the head to the feet, again and again, again and again, then the whole body will become gray also, become gray color. Then slowly change to white color, like ice block. The whole body will become like ice block. Then if he penetrate into this ice block, if he see four elements again in this ice block, then the body will emit light. Then at this moment, he reach excess concentration. And if he carry on, he try to look for space in this ice block. Then this ice block will break down into billions of particles. Particles, you know particles? Yes. This particles is smaller than atom. He can reach up to this stage. And if he continue, he can penetrate into each particles at least 8 elements. Earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, taste, smell, and nutriment. He can penetrate each particle, at least this 8 element. So different method, you see different nimitta.
So do you think that's, is it real, or how do you know it's not the mind playing tricks on you?
Pardon?
How do you know it's not the mind playing tricks on you?
How the mind play trick?
Or is it real versus, how do you know it's real?
The nimitta? You mean the nimitta or what is real?
Those experiences of the ice block and the particles.
That's why you have to learn under the teacher. The teacher will tell you. Because the teacher has interviewed more than thousands of people. If the people make progress, most people experience the same thing. So the teacher will judge, you know, you are reaching what stage and what stage. But if you practice alone, of course, sometimes may come from imagination, we may not know. So you need the help of teacher. Yes.
Do you see or do you recommend doing the mindfulness practice of things other than the breath when these stages have been?
Mindfulness or practice? You mean vipassana or? In the monastery where I live, we emphasize on samatha practice first. You know samatha? We have two. In the teaching of the Buddha, there are two types of meditation. One is called samatha meditation. The other is called vipassana meditation. So in the monastery where I live, we emphasize on samatha practice first before go to vipassana. Because a person who has a very strong concentration, they can penetrate into very, very deep mind and body. If, for example, if I don't have jhana, if I don't have very deep concentration, I just mindful of hearing, seeing, you know, the concentration, the mind keep on running from one object to another. So the mind become not so well penetrated, not so well one-pointedness. So their insight may not be so deep as those who have jhana. So we emphasize on jhana first before go to what you say, hearing, seeing. And in Nikha Nikaya, the long discourse of Buddha explained Noble Eightfold Path. Have you all of you know Noble Eightfold Path? Number one, right view. Number two, right thought. Number three, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. And Buddha explained what is right concentration. Is right concentration is, according to the Buddha's explanation, first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. So this right concentration, in order to achieve nibbana, we have to fulfill the five, this noble eightfold path. And right concentration is one of the eightfold path. So it's very important. And if you don't have question, yes?
As you reach the higher jhanas, would the images converge so that instead of having a geometrically shaped light of the breathing jhana versus the particles of a element concentration practice, would all of these images then converge into the same as you went higher up?
Same. The nimitta is always the same. But the highest jhana is become more bright. And the concentration become deeper.
If you did an the type of concentration element,
okay,
and it went into the subatomic particles, would that also become bright, but be something distinguishable from the nimitta?
Yes, this different meditation already. Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, is one meditation. Element is another one.
Would it, however, come to the same point as you reached higher and higher jhanas?
Or
are the paths never converging? These are different paths to concentration, yes?
Yes, different paths. For those who want to go to Vipassana, they have to go through four element meditation. Then for those who practice Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, finally they have to go to four element again before they go to Vipassana. But for those who start with four element meditation, it's not necessary for him to go to Anapanasati. But for Anapana, before he goes to Vipassana, he has to go through with four element meditation. Okay? So if you don't have question, I would like to explain a little bit. Okay?
No. You described emerging from jhana.
Yes.
And I'm not clear the point. Is it to sustain that perpetually, ultimately, or simply to allow it to inform your daily life and dissipate throughout the day and then returning to that state at some later time?
I said it again.
What do you hope to take away for the rest of the day after meditation, after the experiences of deep concentration? Then there's 16, 20 hours of the day. What is left to you when you're not meditating?
Your mind, yes, of course, your mind become more concentrated. Whatever you do, double result. And you become more sensitive to many things. You know, this is the worthy result you can gain. And after emerge from the jhana, you feel so much joy and happiness. So much joy and happiness. Then you feel very light, you know, happy and light. This is what you can get from the worthy result. But the benefit of jhana, they have five benefits. But one important benefit is serve as basic for vipassana practice. And especially when you reach, it not only serves as basic for vipassana practice. When you reach vipassana practice, you have to continuously to discern, to see the arising and passing away of mind and matter, and materiality and mentality. Arising and passing away, arising and passing away. Sometimes you get very tired. You get very, very tired. You want to rest your mind. You don't want to see arising and passing away. So at that moment, you go into jhana. You rest in a jhana. Very beneficial. You know? Just like a warrior fighting in the front line, get tired, go back a little bit, rest for a while, then come up and fight with the defilement again. So it's a lot of benefit. Am I answering your question?
I think so.
Okay. So no other question. I would like to explain a little bit the meditator practice in our monastery. Do you want to listen? Okay. So after emerging from the fourth jhana, first we go through first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. After emerging from the fourth jhana, the meditator will go to 32 parts of the body. 32 parts of the body.
Oh, 32 parts of the body.
This body is made up by 32 parts. Head hair, body hair, nail, teeth, skin, flesh, sinew, bone marrow, kidney, heart, liver, spleen, lung, intestine, and so on, up to the feces, urine, brain, and so on. So, because when you achieve fourth jhana, you have very strong light. So using that light, you shine into your body. You can see very clearly each part, each organ of your body. For example, your lung, your kidney, your bowel, your heart, your intestine, your undigested food, your grease, pus, your feces, urine, blood, and so on. You have to see one by one. And this 32 part appear very, very clearly in you because you have that very strong light. So this 32 part becomes so clear to you and it is very, very repulsive. Whenever I talk repulsive, everybody laugh. I don't know why. In Asian, we are so used to it. You know, everybody know this body is full of repulsiveness. But when I talk to American, they seem difficult to accept. So you look one by one. Then when you look one by one, this 32 parts, very strong feeling of repulsiveness will arise automatically. So after that, when you see clearly this body is full of repulsiveness, then you will let go your attachment to your body. Attachment is very unwholesome karma. It's very unwholesome. It's defilement, you know. So attachment to our body is also the cause of suffering. So when you can see this 32 part of the body is full of repulsiveness, you start to let go. You start to develop detachment to your body. And after discerning your 32 parts of the body, you use the light. The light is always with you because your concentration is already very strong. So you use the light shine to another person who sits in front of you, either man or woman. You shine your light to their body, you also can see their 32 parts of the body as repulsive as your body. Same. Then you start to develop detachment to other people's body as well. Is it good? or you better have attachment. You prefer have attachment rather than detachment. So you start to let go, you know, because it's so repulsive. I don't want You know, I don't want. So you let go, you start have detachment to the upper six sex. That's very good for practice. So not only one. So after one, you shine to another person and start, you spread out. You spread out your light to wider and wider. So wherever you shine your light, you only see 32 parts. Sometimes you cannot see body shape. Only 32 parts, 32 parts. Okay, up to here. Then this finish, including animal. So whenever you shine your light, sometimes the animal appear under your light. You also see the 32 parts of the animal. After this called 32 parts of meditation, 32 parts, it's also samatha meditation. Then after that, the meditator will go to skeleton meditation. One of the 32 parts is skeleton. So after we go through, the meditator go through 32 parts, then he fix his attention on the skeleton. Then pay attention on the skeleton, skeleton, skeleton. Then the skeleton will appear. The whole body becomes skeleton. So he can enter into first jhana by concentrating on the skeleton. So after emerge from the first jhana, he shine his light to the meditator who sit in front of him. Then he start with 32 part, then stay on his skeleton, then gradually all the skeleton become very clear to him. So he cannot see a person, he only sees skeleton. It's also repulsive. Skeleton is also repulsive. So if you can master this meditation, whenever lust arose in you, you use this method, your lust will go away. It's quite useful. So you shine one person, second person, third person, slowly you increase. Because your light is very strong, you increase. So whatever you see is only skeleton. So you can see all the skeleton walking on the street. Then from this, we go to white kasina. Have you heard about kasina? Kasina, K-A-S-I-N-A. No, because most of the Westerner do not practice samatha meditation, so they have no idea about samatha. We have 10 kasina. K-A-S-I-N-A. Kasina means disc. So when you pay attention on the white skeleton usually is white color. So you pay attention skeleton of the meditator who sit in front of you. So pay attention of his skeleton. Then when the skeleton become very clear to you, you pay attention on his, how to call, scar. Here, scar. Skull. You pay attention on his skull. Fix your attention on his skull here. First you see the skull. Then you try to mentally note white, white, white. Then gradually the skull will disappear. The white remain. So you emphasize on that white. Fix attention on that white, white, white. When your concentration become deep, this white will spread out to the whole world, 10 directions, all become white, including your body. Whatever you see is only white. The whole world become white. And then after that, you fix on not the whole world, some part, one part of the white. Fix your attention, narrow down your attention to one part of the white. Then white, 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 continuously. Then you can enter into first jhana of white kasina. Then from that, you emerge. Then you go to second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, white kasina. From that white kasina, you go to blue kasina, red kasina. You pay attention on the blood of the meditator in front of you. Pay attention on his blood. Then gradually, you become red, red, red. Then the whole world become red. Then you pay attention on one part of the red. Then you enter into first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana of red kasina. Then we have 10 kasina. After you have mastered this 10 kasina, you can use this 10 kasina to achieve immaterial jhana. Have you heard about immaterial jhana? No. I think I have go too far. So stop here, okay? Any questions? Interesting? So yes?
Is the ability to see the 32 elements?
32 parts of the body?
Yes. Ever used in medical treatment for
some people,
it's a little bit similar to Tibetan medical tradition.
Some people can, when they see the 32 part, they can see some damage in their organ. They can see some damage in their organ, but they may not know how to treat it. But if you can use fire kasina, just now I see 10 kasina. Let's call one type of fire kasina. One of my friend, she has stone in her kidney. She used fire kasina to burn, like laser, you know, penetrate into the stone, all the stone break down. And I think then later on, she used water kasina to let the stone flush out.
Would that be something that would be taught
no.
people who are healers?
No. The aim of Buddhism, it's not to heal the body. It's to bring the end of suffering of the existence. But, you know, once you master all this jhana, you can try on your own. The teacher will not teach you that.
And have you experienced all these things that you've described? Have you experienced
in the meditation where I live, many people experience. But monks and nuns should not tell their experience to people. This is the rules of monks and nuns. But in the meditation center where I live, so many people experience that. Even some experience seeing their past life for more than 1,000 lifetimes, see their past life. Yes. Yeah, when you see your past life, how you reborn and pass away, reborn and pass away, sometimes fall into four woeful states, sometimes become animal, sometimes become hungry ghost, you know. When you see your past life, because of unwholesome karma, you reborn in the unhappy realm, and because of wholesome karma, sometimes you become deities, sometimes become human. So many meditators see how the karma, how they perform evil or good karma, and according to the karma, they reborn in good and bad plane. So they get very frightened by the bad karma. So they become more careful about their action, speech, and mind. And when they see, you know, reborn and die, reborn and die, reborn and die, they don't want anymore. They want to stop. So they try very hard to stop in this very life.
Can you stop? You cannot stop, can you?
Yes, why not?
Don't ask me, I don't know. this is
what,
like to stop time.
Okay,
huh?
What is the cause of the existence?
Well, the time goes on and I'm going to die, then what happens? I can't stop dying.
You cannot stop dying, yeah. But you can stop rebirth.
Oh.
Yes.
Give me the key to stop it?
No one can stop dying. Even Lord Buddha cannot stop dying, but you can stop rebirth. Meditation, eradicate. What is the cause of rebirth? What is the cause of rebirth? Anybody can answer me? Huh?
Attachment.
Yes, attachment, ignorance, greed, hatred, and delusion. These are the causes for for rebirth. So if you can eradicate or destroy or uproot this defilement, then there's no more rebirth.
Well, I've heard of the defilement, of course, but I didn't know that stops rebirth.
Of course.
Okay. Mm. Thank you.
So Arahan has already eradicated greed, hatred, and delusion. So Arahan has no more rebirth. Arahan.
Arahan? I'm sorry, I don't
know. Arahan.
Everybody's talking so much, I cannot understand one. I'm sorry.
No problem. We have four stages of sainthood. We have four stages of sainthood. For example, just we practice vipassana. If you see nibbana, do you know nibbana?
Yeah.
When you first see nibbana, you become stream enterer. You become stream enterer. So you have
stream enterer.
Yes, you have the most seven life to come. The most after seven life, no more rebirth. If you become second Sagadagami, you have two more life to come. If you become Anagami, you have one more life to come. If you become Arahan, after death in this life, you have no more rebirth. I mean the end of all the suffering. Buddha say when there's rebirth, there's suffering. Because when there's rebirth, there is decay, death, and separation from beloved one, the loss of property, and so on. Thank you.